the old home place there had a lot. It had a rock wall all up behind it, and it had snakes, but hundreds.
Really?
They would be copperheads and rattlesnakes. And my two brothers, Chet, and my brother that was killed, would take, Dad wouldn't let them have a gun. We had just one gun and it hung up over the door and nobody bothered it.
Yeah.
And, but they would take cubs and they'd go out and kill snakes. They'd come home with great big copperheads and snakes like that. I guess they tried to clean out the rocks.
I thought you were going to talk about them mashing chicken feet.
Well, they did that too. But
which is humane.
My brother, he was a hunter. And then they gradually went to hunting at nights. They had their coon dogs, and they'd hunt at nights. And they knew those timbers all over, and other people would go up into the Malone Hills and the Kelly Hills. They'd get lost, but these two boys could go. The brother that I lost and the one across the street would go up in all these timbers, and they knew their way around. They hunt for different animals, and Dad built them their stretching boards, you know, and they would sell those. Sometimes
sell the hides.
They'd sell their, stretch them and sell their hides. The first coat and cap I had, they bought it with their furs.
Wow.
They sold them. Maybe they'd only get 25 cents a skin, but they would save up all these. They were just like these hunters long time ago. That's what they did. And Bill Winters, he had his hunting dogs. And that's about all you'd hear in the wintertime would be these hounds out hunting, coon hounds. And yeah. Then in the summer, winter, spring, they would hunt mushrooms. And we'd live off of greens. Dad would go out and we knew all kinds of greens. And it was years that... You learned to do things for yourself. But Mary LeBerry was quite a, she must have been, I don't know whether she was a teacher or what, but she was quite a gal. And of course, I didn't realize what a nice person she was until I got older. And
yeah.
Aunt Theta used to tease her.
Yeah.
But she was, she must have been a well-educated woman because she'd come over, we had an organ. And of course, it was Grandpa Lawson's, and Uncle Allie had bought an organ. Everybody bought an organ. They either had an organ or a Ford when it came out, Ford car.
Old Model T.
Model T.
During car.
And we had an organ, so she'd come and sit and play that organ. And she could do a lot of things that, you know. And my brother, he was the only one that learned to drive. He learned to drive when he was 14.
Carly?
My oldest brother.
Oh, Don.
Yeah. And of course, Chet and the rest of them learned to drive, but my brother learned to drive when he was only 14. My dad never did learn to drive until he just let it coast down the hill a couple of times, I guess, but he didn't buy the car.
My dad knew how to drive because he's the one that take the old grandpas and go to Finland to pick your dad up at night.
And we had an old car, and Dad would be over to Vinland, and he didn't drive, so one of my brothers would have to take the car and drive, and he'd have Grandpa Lawson would make a dive for the, he'd get in one seat, and Grandpa Mac would get in the other seat, and they'd get in there, but Dad wouldn't have to be picked up until about 5, but then by 4 o'clock they'd both be sitting there in the car ready to go.
Well, the reason they had a fight to get to the car was, which one chewed?
Grandpa Mac.
Grandpa Mac chewed.
Grandpa Lawson never swore, never swore.
But anyway, old Grandpa Lawson would try to beat him out there because if he did, Grandpa Mac would get in the front seat and he chewed the back. Well, you know what happens, because my dad would tell this story when he was driving, because the tobacco would be running down.
Well, you know what? I've gotten spit in my eye a couple of times too.
Have you?
Well, sure. It wasn't from my grandpa's.
No, probably from your dad.
My dad chewed, and I think I had some brothers that liked to chew, too.
But the battle was, it was a fight to get that front seat, because the Lawson didn't want to be in the back seat because he'd get spit on going down the road.
Was that the Model T?
The old touring car.
And you know what?
That's what a Model T is.
Well, at that time, it didn't have a. Have a top or anything. It was old canvas type tops, and it was down in the summertime.
Okay.
Well, I can remember when we had a Surrey. We had a Surrey with a French on top.
See, now you should have been telling that earlier.
Well, go ahead.
I can remember when Dad bought it. Dad was quite a buyer. He was what you'd say, like me now, I like to bid on things. We have funny money here and I bid on things. They'd get a big tick out of me. But my dad bought a Surrey with a fringe on top. And they had the lights on the side. And oh my, we thought it had to be drawn by horses.
Well, you said he liked horses, so.
We rode in that a couple of times until he decided he was going to trade it off to something else. That's before
the car came along.
Before Chief Latimore got to bring him all these cars that he had polished up.
Yeah.
What exactly is a Surrey?
Huh?
Is a Surrey like a coach?
Surrey with a fringe on top. It was a buggy.
Okay.
Buggy with the, you've seen them on television, so it had the shade over. It was just a buggy with the shade over.
I think
the fringes
around
it.
About that.
It was fancy.
Kind of.
Where you
like a tassel.
But 9 inches of tassel.
Yeah, or something.
Dangling down.
It dangled all around.
I can remember riding in it a couple times.
See, I don't. I never heard that story from Dad.
Oh, yeah. He forgot to tell you.